Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You listen to me. We got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
I
will hire you.
He cannot be that guy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru. Dude, on 95.7 The Game.
You ever take that test?
I just talked to Bob, too. We were texting back and forth, but I'm this close to being out of the Bay. Like, if he
quit trying to cheer me up.
Well, you said you're done soon. But anyway, Steiny, Evan, I might be out of here.
Well, I'm older than you, so.
What's that mean?
It means I've worked for longer than you.
Do you call this work?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I woke up today and was like, oh, God, I'd love to have the day off.
You are.
It was all rainy and cold.
Are you serious?
I wanted to stay under the covers. Hell yeah. But we had to talk about Kuminga's ejection.
Dude, they didn't show it. Of course he gets ran and we can't watch it. But man, the Portland people tried to show it. No video.
We're talking about the Warriors' expectations for this season. Their regular season starts in 6 days. And
dude, that's incredible.
It really is. It really is.
Skinny Luka. I don't like it.
Fat!
Ask me why I don't like it.
I'm not going to ask you why you don't like it, because all summer long, you've liked it.
Oh, no.
Yes, you have.
Evan will back me up.
You've been like, Luka.
No, he had that.
Did you see Luka? Did you see Luka?
The dude averaged more minutes when they went to the finals a couple years ago, Western Conference Finals, and finals. He was playing, man, against Boston. He averaged more. He lost weight because of pressure. My point is, this girth, he knew how to use it. I want to see Luka give guys the business and bully ball down low in the paint on the block like he used to. Okay, health is wealth. I get it. He's skinnier. But I'm watching with a keen eye, Steiny, to say, did you lose something with that girth? That's all.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you lose something with that girth?
Now, I have a lot of power to my girth, so... You know what? I didn't like the question.
I know.
That's a great question.
I didn't like it. No, anyway, back to Wiggins. And we got a provocative topic tomorrow, right? That came out of the Jake Moody, what he did Monday night.
I actually, during the break, said I kind of like this one. What former players do you root for and do you not?
And I thought of Kevin Durant.
And the reason we did is because, I don't know if you know this, but a former Giant spun a gem.
He did.
Okay. Do we want to do this today
we're
or
teasing.
Tomorrow?
No, we're teasing. We decided to tease.
Well, don't give everyone your answers.
Well, no, we got so many.
I don't know if I don't like Evan right now. But I get you. I'm blurred.
Well, a lot of times we say we're going to do something tomorrow, and then we just do it in the moment. Hey,
no, you're
Evan,
right.
We needed that. Right. We'll get to it.
Anyway, you know, we're going to talk about how, let's say, Giants fans just... They were rooting for Blake Snell, for example.
A lot were not. Right. Okay, yeah.
Okay, all let's right, go. We're back to the Warriors. Yeah. And once again...
The Niners.
Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media at some point. It's supposed to be 12:40. He's not there yet. When he gets there, we'll let you know what he said. In the meantime, let's go to Steve in the Bay. What's up, Steve? How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you guys?
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I heard you guys talking about Kuminga. Yeah. He is fool's gold. So much of an underachiever. I think he used his so-called leverage to sign that contract, and he has not produced. Again, very disappointing.
Well, he's only had extremely a couple preseason games. Or are you just saying the whole experience has been?
I don't see what he practiced on. I watched the game the other day. Wow. I mean, he was mediocre. So mediocre.
Thanks, Steve.
Wow. Like, you said you're older than me.
I'm not doing this.
But I'm going foul ball in baseball. Is that fair, a call like that? to say I watched him the other night in a preseason game. Like, just say it on the mic, Stat. That's not fair. Now, game 8 or 9, okay. But to say you watched a preseason game and he didn't work on anything, I got to put my foot down and say, I don't think that's fair, Stoney. Come on.
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk about Kuminga anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't. We got to talk about guys who are probably going to impact things more, like Jimmy Butler.
Seth Curry. We're not, I just hate this. What is it? I keep asking you, Exhibit A or something.
You're really excited about Seth Curry.
No, I am. I'm thinking about if, now why do you say it like that?
Because here's the thing. You're excited about Pods. Kuminga for sure. Moody, big breakout coming.
No, you're,
Post, you're very excited about. Seth Curry, they're not all playing. They ain't all playing.
Seth Curry's going to play more than Malcolm Brogdon.
Who'd he pick? He get picked up by?
Well, he just retired.
Did he?
Yeah, he got signed to the Knicks and then literally moments ago just announced his retirement.
I remember he was news.
Let me get, you know what? You know who wanted him, don't you? The big GM, Steph Curry and Draymond Green. You know they were like, let's get Brogdon in here.
But back when he had some.
Yeah, 7 years ago. He must have gotten to camp and been like, holy cow.
No doubt. Andre Miller, like it's a wrap.
Yeah, so.
But just say it out loud. That was fair about that. That was kind of unfair about Kuminga.
What exactly did he say?
I watched him the other night. He ain't worked on nothing. I'm like, come on, man. Give us the regular season before you do that.
I'm not. I haven't been crazy about his preseason, but it doesn't really matter.
Well.
But that's just me.
It's a lack of grit.
Yeah. I'll just die on this hill, Steiny. I see some guys that have had it in my life on a hoop court, pro, regular street. I see some guys that didn't have it. Kuminga has a lot of stuff going for him if he can get in the right situation. And maybe this is his Baker Mayfield. And
this is where, you know.
Where it failed, you know.
And this is where, you know, your meaning of he does a lot of stuff. I think he's pretty one-dimensional.
He was in the post the other night, Stoney. He did a spin move and finished with the left. And I said, he could probably do that 12 more times in a row and they couldn't stop it. Like, that's just.
But he couldn't. And they would have stopped it. Probably.
I do wonder about his footwork. I'm a big footwork guy.
Yeah.
And you can say what you want about Pods. He's mastered it. But I'm like, JK, let me see that footwork. I mean, ones know how to do. Kawhi had it. Paul George. But
how about this? We're going to see if Pajemski's mastered it.
Now, that's explain
that. I think he's going to get called for more walks this year with that move he makes. And he's got to lose that hesitation now when he goes slow motion.
Remember,
he just gets swallowed up. Pods. Well, the funny thing is I didn't see his good game the other night because it wasn't on TV. Right. But he clearly played well a couple nights ago.
No Curry, and he was gunning.
Yeah, let's go to Frank's in Atlanta. Hey, Frank.
This is our man, Frank.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on,
you guys? Here, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. My expectations for the Dubs this year, if our offense morphs, we could get to 50 games, but if we don't change our game a little bit to incorporate a little more drive and kick and attacking the basket, we're going to end up right where we were. Because, okay, now we have a low post, mid post, and high post option with Jimmy. And with Jimmy, he's going to get the ball to the basket. But a lot of what he's going to do is he's going to open up the inside-out pass. Now, the inside-out pass creates three-point shots. But what it also does is it creates drive ability. It creates straight-line drive. And that's where the Golden State Warriors have to morph to. It has to be – we have to be able to – use the pass to Jimmy as the initiate of the offense. When Jimmy goes to the basket and the guy from the dunker spot comes to help Jimmy. That has to create the third man on the defense coming to help that play. When you do that, when Jimmy passes the ball out, that guy has to make a choice. Either take a three-point shot or drive to the basket. Oklahoma City won a championship turning down that three-point jump shot and driving to the hoop and creating drive and kick. The Warriors could win 60 games almost turning down that three-point shot and driving to the hoop, because the one person who the defense can't leave is Steph Curry.
Nope.
So that man who catches the inside-out pass, there'll never be a help man to cut him off from driving to the hoop. So now we can get Frank, to 55, 60 points a game. Boy.
Frank, you break it down better than no other. Frank, that was nice to be astonished. Oh, he could have kept going. Oh, man. He breaks it down, man.
I kind of know what he's saying. When Butler
Frank,
kicks it out,
man, he was
you need a guy who can
down.
Either make a three or get it into the lane, and that's the straight line drive.
I know we're getting ready to go to Kyle, but did you know Jimmy drove and kicked as much as he did? Because I'm starting to not like it a little bit sometimes. Or you think he's just getting older?
Well, I think
it's harder.
I think like a lot of guys, he's starting to get, you know, stat hungry. And I think he wants to lead the league in pump fakes. All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's head down to Santa Clara and take a listen to Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the Niners.
What's up, guys? All right, injuries for today. We got Yetur knee, hamstring will be out. Ricky knee will be out. Sky Moore ankle will be out. Trent Williams vet day. Christian vet day. Jordan Watkins calf limited. Brock Purdy toe limited. Mac Jones knee oblique limited. Pooney knee limited. Kevin Givens pec limited. Juwan Jennings ankle rib shoulder limited. Renardo Green neck limited. C.J. West thumb limited. George Kittle hamstring limited. Clea Davis hand limited. Mykal Williams thumb. Oh wait, those guys are full. Go ahead.
Has Ricky's knee turned out to be more problematic than anticipated?
I mean, we hoped it would go faster, but it's a thing that's normal and just taken. It's not going faster than expected, but he's better this week than last week, and hopefully it continues.
And as far as Fred Warner's surgery, did that go as expected? And then follow-up question. You'd said 3 months, people do the math and come up with, you know, mid-January and think, oh, is playoffs a possibility if the 49ers make the playoffs?
You distracted me now. What were the other two questions before that one?
How did the surgery go?
The surgery went good. just talking to everyone, they said it went great. I just threw out there 3 months, but we haven't thought about that yet. I mean, we haven't just had surgery yesterday, so we'll see how that goes, but not thinking about that right now.
What kind of boost does George give you coming back and also in the running game especially?
I mean, just having another good blocker always helps. I thought the other tight ends have blocked well, though, and just having him back in the pass game, I think, is huge. Just have an explosive athlete out there who can run away from people, and but both, just having him on the field on every offensive play helps.
In the interior offensive line, how much was it your guys struggling? How much of it was Vita Vea just wrecking a lot of things?
I mean, I think it's a little both. Vita's a real good player, so you know he's going to have some of his. I thought there was a number that we could have done better on, but it wasn't as simple as one answer, a little bit of both.
What's been your assessment of Kendrick Bourne? He's obviously put up some big numbers, but then there's been some pre-snap stuff, some blocking questions. Overall, where do you assess his play? Has he gotten better since he got here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for someone just to hop in here week two and get thrown into a starting role by week four, you know, I think I'm appreciative that we've been able to have Bourne here. He's helped us out a lot. By no means is it perfect like anybody, but he's getting better each week at catching up with the offense and stuff like that. And I feel we've been fortunate to have him, though.
He was a rookie, like a lot of rookies. I mean, there were issues with, you know, being on time and everything. I mean, he's a 30-year-old man now. I mean, can you, like, kind of discuss the ways in which he's matured.
Yeah, he's unbelievable now. I think he's like one of the more adults in the building, which I don't think I would have ever said that 6 years ago. But, you know, KB was late like his first few weeks, and then he corrected that before his rookie year ended. I mean, he got really consistent with being on time after he started out a little bit bad. But by the time KB left here, I thought he was extremely mature and come a long way in his 4 years, I believe, he had with us. And then just now seeing him 4 or 5 years later, 6 years later, whatever it's been, he's a grown-up. Speaks like he went to Ivy League now. Got a very good, strong foundation in his faith, and love having him in the building, always have. And it's just a good now, if not better.
How's Brock handled being out these four games and just having to, I guess, live vicariously through the film and watch more than he ever has since he got a starter?
Man, you can ask him to know for sure, but I'm sure like a lot of players, you know, it sucks to be such a big part of it and something that you work for a year round and then not to be able to do much because of injuries. So I know injuries frustrate people, but Brock's handling it right like he does everything. But I know he's itching to get back and feel good again.
Mac is more limited than Brock right now, or are they sort of the same?
No, Brock's more limited than Mac.
Question for George Kittle that was just asked by Cam about Brock Purdy. How's George Kittle kind of been handling having to be off the floor, off the field, I should say, but then also...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that he's inching his way back in, what is he saying to you guys? Like, what's the vibe with him?
Today it's been good. Just had a good meeting, had a good walkthrough, and he's ready for practice today. So, I mean, I think same answer. I mean, when guys are out, I mean, George loves playing football and he works all year round for it. So when they're not able to do that, it's frustrating for them. Had a big hamstring pull, which there's a lot of different degrees of it. His was a big one. He's rehabbed so hard to get back, and I know he's excited to get back.
I was looking at Atlanta's numbers. They have 14 sacks, but it's from like 10 different guys. What do you see when you watch their defense?
I see a bunch of good guys. They're all very active. They're young. They play with an extremely good motor. Every one of them has the ability to rush the quarterback. I think their scheme and just how they coach them, their effort and everything is very good. They're playing the right way and they're talented.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan addressing the media. Before practice, 49ers are going to go or practice in after the media availability. And I think it took a few questions, but I think we got the big answer from Grant Cohn, or we got the right kind of question. Sometimes it's the succinct question that makes you answer. And he said, who's more limited? And he said, Brock is more limited than Mac.
No doubt.
So
now
that,
I
to me,
Mac
means
to play.
It's going to looks like it's going to be Mac Jones.
And again, I don't know what's longer, Frank from Atlanta's explanation on the Warriors offense or Shanahan reading who's not available or nursing something. And I guess, Donnie, the real ones that tell me, right, the ones that have played the game, Lowe and Baldy and all that, everybody's got a list. But, man, he just kept going. But it's crazy to think the severity of George Kittle's hamstring, one that kept him out 5 games, Donnie. Here we go. He's back. But then he's back and, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you're missing Warner and Bosa. But
I may ask Evan to jump in because there were so many of them. But Brock Purdy and Mac Jones were both limited. But Shanahan said Brock is more limited than Mac Jones right now. Ricky Pearsall is out for practice today. Jordan Watkins is limited. Who else? Ricky Pearsall, I just said, is out. Go ahead, Evan. I'm struggling to keep track. Jennings, limited. Juwan Jennings was limited.
With a shoulder.
Kittle was limited, although he is back at practice for the first week.
Yeah, I mean, the big one is Purdy and Kittle will both return as limited participants, but obviously it sounds like Kittle has a much better chance to play on Sunday night than Purdy.
Yeah. And even the fact that Shanahan addressed what he hopes Kittle will bring seems to – give you hope that he's going to play against the Falcons.
And I'll say this, Donnie, we'll get more into it later in the week, but if you watched that Monday night game, I didn't know the Falcons could get after the quarterback like they did, and they got after a mobile Josh Allen, And we just heard Larry's talk about they got 14 sacks from 10 different players. I'm just saying, Stoney, it looks like it's going to be Mac Jones, but you don't want a repeat of what happened in Tampa Bay where they were able to get to Mac Jones six times. I mean, Atlanta, you think, okay, Atlanta, but, man, they can hunt the quarterback, and they were hunting Josh Allen, man.
You know, I leave the betting pretty much to you guys who are the experts, you, Dibs, Willard.
Evan. Carter.
Evan Carter, for sure. I don't know if the morning
not too much.
Morning group bets
don't
that
play the
much.
Ponies. Yeah.
But let me tell you who I wouldn't bet on this team Sunday at gunpoint. The Atlanta Falcons.
Right, I can't wait to hear why.
The
3-2 Atlanta Falcons. Yeah.
Right. And who have they just beaten?
Oh, Buffalo.
Who have they beat before that?
I can't remember.
Somebody good.
Tampa Bay? No,
it was somebody pretty good, though. I forget.
But not on Buffalo's
Evan, we
level.
Talked about it this morning.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, no.
Damn it.
Was it Chargers? They lost to Tampa Bay. No, they beat, oh, gosh.
Somebody good.
Seahawks.
No, it wasn't the Seahawks.
I brought up Tampa. Yeah, go ahead.
It wasn't the Lions.
But for you to get there, hold on, man.
Anyway, they've won two really
the Commanders.
Commanders.
They beat Washington.
So they've had two solid wins, and now they're on a short week.
So you think they peaked out a little bit coming here?
I know it's every year's different, but they're still the Falcons.
But now they could be looking at this like we got the stage, the national stage.
They were on the national stage Monday.
And they won.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. But if you put together another one.
They can't.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. But if they can't, Stoney, they'd be 4-2, and now you're like, man, we just beat San Francisco, and we didn't let up like a lot of people.
Well, they're
going to
let up. Mm. That's the other thing. They think they're good now.
But Bijan Robinson, Stoney, he's a beast, man. I don't got to tell you.
Yeah, well, he's going to run into a ticked off D winners.
81-yard run.
He's going to run into a lot of limiteds.
Man, how do you even have a functional practice with?
Yeah, I don't think you do.
God, like Kittle's coming back. Where's everybody at?
The full list of DNPs.
Here we go.
Yetur Gross-Matos. Ricky Pearsall, Sky Moore, McCaffrey Williams are on rest days, veteran days, and then limited Purdy, Mack, Kittle, Watkins, Pooney, Jennings, Renardo Green, CJ West, and Kalia Davis.
Hey, you know what? I might bet on the Falcons.
Evan, I got a quick question because I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but Pearsall is the one that's just sticking with me. What's ailing him?
I think the knee.
Steiny, I just... He came to camp, and he had, a hamstring. And yep. I was like, you remember, we were having fun. You're too young to be in the, you know, I get it. But now I just keep hearing Herm Edwards, his coach at Arizona State, in my head about, you know. And I guess what's crazy about it is, even when he made the big catch against, who was that, where they, Arizona, he caught that big catch on the sideline. It's like, yeah, euphoria, and then I go down. You know what I mean? It's like, man, he's missed a couple games.
Well, you're
threatening to miss another one.
Yeah, it looks like he may. You know, you're an expert on the knee. How do you think they should go about this process?
Oh, no, this might.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't run across the middle and get popped and hit like this dude.
Oh, so it's hard for you to evaluate when receivers should come back?
I just think it's scary that we didn't see – you know, a collision for him to go down. This is kind of just went, you know what I mean? Like, I can go and then I can go.
Speaking of collisions, did you see what happened?
Dude, Evan and I talked about this. I know where you're going.
Go ahead, because I forget the guy's name.
Richardson from the Colts.
No. It's a former 49er. Now, I can't remember. This is where the text line's great.
Oh, yeah, Sunday. He ran into his...
It's a former Niner. He ran into an assistant coach and he got a concussion.
Yeah.
And then he didn't end up...
Oh, Charvarius Ward.
Mooney Ward. I said it was.
That's crazy, isn't it? Evan and I were talking about that Monday. And then what about Richardson from the Colts, the quarterback?
I'm not aware of.
He has an orbital bone fracture from a football hitting him without the helmet in the eye.
Yeah, I can't see it. You get it? All right, never mind.
I was like, what's he talking?
Exactly. All right. One more segment, and we are. Let me tell you something. We're coming back with.
Heat rocks.
With fire. Head on over to YouTube, right? Oops, wrong one. Hey, what's coming up on the game is always brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings is going to be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3:00. They have all the early games on, and the beer garden will be open with a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle, park at Laughing Monk, take it to the game, take it back to Laughing Monk, get out of town. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up right now.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.